Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, and reading from verse 1 to 26. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. But the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, because they are the price of blood." And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed them." Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. And at that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Who do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Well, we've now arrived at part four of our Easter series. In part one, we covered the preparations for the death of Jesus. We discovered that spending 3 million yen on a bottle of perfume to pour over Jesus in the home of Simon the leper was not a waste of money. It was preparation for the death of Jesus and an example of sacrificial service. In fact, Jesus said that this sacrificial act by Mary was so important that wherever the gospel would be preached in the future, this act of kindness will be told as a memorial to Mary. We also discovered in part one that the last Passover that Jesus celebrated with his disciples was an opportunity for Jesus to teach his disciples something very important. Jesus taught the disciples that his up and coming death was connected symbolically with the Passover ceremony. And just as the Israelites trusted in the blood of the Lamb to protect their homes in Egypt from the wrath of God, so the disciples now needed to trust in the blood of Jesus, God's Lamb, to protect them from the wrath of God to come. In part two, we discovered that although Jesus was fully God, he was also fully man. We learned something about the sorrow and agony of Jesus as he submitted to God's will. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus went through an awful time as he contemplated becoming sin for us, that we might receive the righteousness of God in him. In this section, we learnt of the arrest of Jesus and the desertion of all the disciples. Last week, we discovered about the illegal and unjust trial of Jesus. We learnt that all the Jewish rules had to be broken in order to proceed with a guilty verdict on the crime of blasphemy against Jesus. False witnesses and wrong and improper procedure were carried out in the middle of the night in order for the high priest to condemn Jesus. Jesus allowed all these things to happen even though he was God and 100% holy. Jesus was innocent, but he had to die so that the guilty ones might be set free. So we now come to the fourth part of our Easter series, and for this we focus on the text in Matthew chapter 27, verses 1 to 26. That's the text that I read a moment ago. There are two important things that the text teaches us. The first is the suicide of Judas, verses 1 to 10, and secondly, the just person replaces the unjust. The suicide of Jesus, verses 1 to 10. In the text, we are told that Jesus was bound and led away and delivered to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Israel. After this act, it was very clear that Jesus was now about to face his execution. And Judas, the disciple who betrayed Jesus, noted all these events and realized that his betrayal of Jesus had caused this to happen. Judas took personal responsibility for his actions. We're told in the scriptures that Judas was remorseful and he brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. And Judas said, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." The chief priests and the elders told Judas that it was nothing to do with them. It was his responsibility. So Judas then threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and he ran off and left. Later, he hanged himself because he couldn't live with the responsibility of getting an innocent person convicted. Judas had lived with Jesus for 3 years. He knew that Jesus was who he claimed to be. Judas had witnessed all the miracles that Jesus had performed, and he had observed the life of Jesus. He, among all people, could declare that Jesus was indeed the Son of God. The chief priest took the silver pieces that Judas had thrown down into the temple and declared that it was against Jewish law to put the money